Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's TOC podcast. I'm Joe Weichert, chair of O'Reilly's Tools of Change Conference. Be sure to visit O'Reilly.com/TOC for the latest publishing news, as well as other events and products from the TOC team. Today's podcast, by the way, is brought to you by Publishers Weekly, our event partner for TOC. And I would encourage you to watch for regular TOC coverage and original content on publishersweekly.com and in their print edition. I'm joined today by Anna Abraham, Marketing and PR Manager at Playtales. Playtales offers interactive books for kids on a variety of platforms, and you can learn all about Playtales on their site, which is myplaytales.com. Anna, welcome to this TOC podcast.
Thank you.
So let's start off by having you tell us about Playtales. How does it differ from all the other children's book apps out there?
Well, there are a lot of amazing book apps out there for kids in the stores. But it is frustrating to sift through the apps one by one. Essentially, unlike other apps, Playtales is its own store and a bookshelf for kids' books. It's one app with many different options. The interactive picture books in the Playtales catalog are offered in 7 different languages. They're interactive, they have narration, they have music, sound effects, and they have games incorporated in them as well, like coloring or find a pair, among others. So the books are fun as well as educational. Playtales is basically a one-stop place where children and their parents can easily find and download books to read and play with.
Okay. And when we talked before, I mean, you pointed out to me, and it's interesting how many of your competitors are just publishing on sort of one platform, but it sounds like you guys have sort of a multi-platform approach. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. We publish books on a lot of different platforms because we understand the smartphone diversity and different buying trends. Our individual books are available on iPhone, iPad, Android, Nook, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, and also the Kindle. The Playtales bookstore is currently only available for iOS and Android devices, but we're developing we're further developing that process
Okay.
to put it to other platforms.
Terrific. And as a reminder, today's podcast is brought to everyone by TOC's event partner, Publishers Weekly, and I'm speaking with Anna Abraham of Playtales. Now, Anna, is the content you're publishing, is it existing content, or is it repurposed from print products, or which way do you go? Digital first, or how do you construct this?
Well, we do work with content that has been published before, but probably the majority of the content that we do put out on the Playtales bookstore was digital first. And we do that mainly because, I mean, although we do publish from print, digital first seems to be an easier way around interactive rights and licensing issues for a lot of children's content that we work with. So the digital first is a pretty common option that you'll see in Playtales.
Okay. And how about when authors sign up with you, are they signing an exclusive agreement so they're unable to publish elsewhere?
We've never asked anyone to sign an exclusive agreement. We're pretty confident about our services and analytics, and we want to demonstrate that to our partners to help them monetize and improve their brands. And at the end of the day, we realize that the digital space is infinite, and if a partner of ours wants to distribute on other channels, we're okay with that.
That's terrific. So last question for you, and this is something I think a lot of authors and other publishers would love to know about. Are there any stats you can share on downloads and platform usage or any other type of usage information that you've accumulated so far?
Sure. We actually have some really interesting analytics that have come out lately. Per month, we have about 1.5 million book reads per month. That means kids that are reading books. So that's exciting. For the downloads of the bookstore, we have about 1.5 million as well. And we get per day probably between 3,000 and 5,000 new downloads. And another interesting data point is the purchase per download, like how many people that are downloading or actually purchasing within the store, and it's about 19%.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, yeah, we have about 500,000 monthly active users. So, you know, it's definitely an active store. People are using it. People seem to be very happy with it, according to the analytics and also according to the feedback that we get from users and our social networking and things like that.
Well, like I said, very impressive. And again, Anna Abraham from Playtales, thank you so much for talking to us today on this TOC podcast.
Thank you for having me.